The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm
cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looks like. Should we ask the question? We tried to answer the question. And you can answer along with us, 800-990-3776. 5 games in, who has been the most disappointing positional group for the Packers? Chewy, you think it's the wide receivers?
I do.
Why do you think it's the wide receivers?
I think it's the wide receivers because the only other group I'd put up there would be the defensive line. And we talked before the season started that, or at least I did, I said I don't think they can create pressure with their front four, which is coming to fruition.
Correct.
This group we thought would be a leader of the team. Now, I understand you got to give them a little, small little pass because two of the games was played with a backup, but they still have to throw the ball. But outside of Jaden Reed, who's having a great season to start, you'd have to say everyone else has kind of been disappointing. Even Dobbs, 12 receptions, no touchdowns, which last year he had a handful of touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a touchdown machine for the receiver group. Wicks can't catch a ball. I mean, that was probably, that's the worst game he's played as a pro against the Rams. I mean, those were three legitimate drops.
Yeah, I mean, the last one, I don't know.
No?
It's not a, I mean, should he have caught it? Sure.
I mean, but based upon.
But also, Gabe, the throw's got to be better.
Based upon what we thought this group was going to do in the preseason, we thought, I mean, there was talks about Wicks potentially being the number one guy.
Yeah.
That's not even close.
I mean, he's still getting a ton of targets. He's getting open. Sure, he's got, I think he has to catch it, but. To me, Jaden Reed is fifth in the league in receiving yards.
Yeah.
Like, they at least have a star. And they have
he's
somebody.
Special.
Yeah. And they have somebody in Wicks because he gets open so much. Like, at least he has that going for him, right? He's got that going for him. Like, okay, we've seen him be able to make the catches before. Mm-hmm. He's got a case of the dropsies. Maybe you can get up there and teach him how to get over that.
Drugs machine.
Okay.
Christian Watson, 5 receptions.
But, I mean, Christian Watson's going through what we think. Basically, what happens with Christian Watson? It's not the hamstring, it's an ankle this time, but missed a game already. Who knows what happens this week?
But he's done nothing.
Correct.
Nothing.
Correct.
Bo Melton, who turned it on towards the end of the year, has been
He's the fifth receiver.
No, I know, but remember I said in the offseason, I'm like, this is going to be fun this year because. And I'm talking before the season started.
Yep.
I said the separation between the 5 or 6 or 4, whatever it is, isn't that big. That's why I want to see the excitement of, I mean, as misguided as Dobbs is.
Yeah.
I want to see people separate. And so far, the only one that is separated is Jaden Reed.
I would say Jaden Reed is separated. And again, like as Wicks is getting so open all the time, like I'm still excited about him.
I
have to go with the defensive line. I have to go with the defensive line because at least with Wicks, who's playing poorly, there's something to be excited about. There's something to go, you know what? There still might be something
but
here.
But I'm just saying to this point in the season right now, they're the most disappointing. I thought they would take their next step. At least a handful of them would take the next step. And the only one that has is Reed.
But with the defensive line, like there's nothing to get excited about. It's not like, oh, hey, Rashawn Gary, at least he's getting pressures. He's getting so close, you know, he's going to start getting a home. Those sacks are going to start piling up. He's below league average in pressure rates.
I know, but Leopards don't change their spots.
Kenny Clark, at least Kenny Clark, a couple times a game, Chew, would like break through the line and go, oh, okay, there's Kenny. He's been non-existent.
Non-existent.
Like, there is nothing to me to be excited about of the front four. At least with the wide receiver group, you have Jaden Reed. There's excitement there. Like, this guy is in the middle of a breakout season. I don't know how that defensive line gets better. I don't know what there is to be excited about through 4 games with that defensive line.
I don't think they do. And what I was referring to, Leopards don't change their spot. This was the same issue with Rashawn Gary at Michigan. I want to say he was the number one recruit in the country. Michigan is very excited, and he was meh.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, is this a case of get paid and You know when I'll turn it on? When I'm a free agent.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt coming off the ACL, but he's been getting worse.
There's no more benefit of the doubt.
The longer we get from the ACL injury, too, yeah. It's like he's worse. Because he had 2-3 sack games last year, which, again, great.
Yeah.
But they happened early in the season. He didn't have a sack in December, in January, hasn't had one in September. So far, the first game in October.
And
one sack in 12 games. Well, I guess he had the one sack in September, but it's because the lineman didn't get off the ball.
And they've played, and it's kind of surprising to say this, but out of the five games, they've only played two explosive offenses. Philadelphia and Minnesota.
And they lost both games.
But not only lose, they've done nothing. How many sacks does Gary have?
One.
Which was a gift.
He did have one taken off for penalty.
Okay. All right, Josh. I understand that you want to, you know, be the Gary apologist here.
But I'm not surprised.
I don't think I'm at all.
But you can't.
That's not even worth pointing out.
You can't say you're surprised on how they're playing. We knew that there was a potential to play the way they're playing.
Here's the thing, Chu. Like, right now, they're not even just guys. They're below guys.
Yeah.
Like, if they were just guys, they would be performing so much better. They're performing right now as a unit, as a defensive line, so far below average. Did I think that the Packers would be 32nd in pass rush win rate?
Yeah.
No, I did not think that was possible at the beginning of the season.
Imagine how much different league average would be. They would seem like this defense would seem like monsters.
Yeah.
If it was league average.
But let's just calm down to think that me and you are all about doom and gloom. Okay.
Yeah.
Which we have a point to be a little doom and gloomy, but it's only the fifth game of the year.
But I don't know how
they're not good enough to win the Super. This defense is not. I don't care. Now I like Halfley and what he tries to do.
Yeah.
But they're not good enough. This defense is not good enough.
Chewy, we got a new name for Gabe that someone gave him yesterday.
What?
Johnny Raincloud. He hasn't been excited enough about wins, so the people are calling him Johnny Raincloud.
The people. One person.
I like it.
You're supposed to be
with me. But it's unfair. It's
You're
unfair,
supposed to be
Gabe.
With me, man.
I know. I'm telling you. It's unfair. But I kind of like it.
Chewy loves a good pop, no matter who it's about.
Johnny Raincloud. I want one for me, though.
Hey, Josh,
I'm a little jealous.
Josh, you want to get this? I got a knife.
Johnny Raincloud.
Get that out of my back.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be simpatico. You're supposed to be with me.
Where is this? Where's this defensive ranked now? League-wide.
In points, they're
14. Give me point.
Points, they're 14.
And then yards.
21st.
Do the math. Because it's odd numbers.
you want us to average 14?
Yes, he
21.
Wants to average 14.
I'm the middle
21.
Of six.
That's, just remember,
this
yes.
This is what it falls into. I can still might call myself middle of six.
So what's 25 divided by 2? 35, sorry.
35 divided by 2 would be 17 and a half.
So that's about where they were last year, right?
Yes, the big difference is turnovers, which they already have more turnovers than they did last season.
Yeah. More interceptions this year. I mean, Xavier McKinney's going to have more interceptions than entire team did a year ago. He's got
five games. Through 5 games. Is that a big enough sample size, 5 games? I think it is.
I mean, it's
are you blaming,
quarter mark.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty much the same as they were last year. So are you blaming the players? Or are you blaming Joe Barry Carroll?
To me, it's the players. Because the times that they've gotten pressure now, Chu, it seems like it's been well-timed calls by Halfley. I feel like he's been doing everything that he can, and like, there's only so much you can do when literally every pass rusher, every defensive lineman you put out there is below league average and getting home. Like, there's only so much you can do, right?
I agree.
You can't blitz 100% of the time.
Well, you can't blitz, and I missed on this guy, I'm telling you, Quay Walker. I thought he would be like, move him around, play him.
He's a guy.
And people are going to go, well, he's a leading tackler on the team. You know who's supposed to be the leading tackler on the team?
Your middle linebacker. If your safety is your leading tackler on the team, that's going to be bad for business.
All right, I don't want to get dragged down and hit Raincloud over there.
just off vacation.
Are at least power rankings going to be positive?
I think so. I think the Packers should be in the top 10.
Yeah, I think they'll be right.
I think they'll be there.
The thing that makes it interesting, and we talked about it yesterday, is no team's really set themselves totally apart. Like, the Chiefs keep winning. It doesn't necessarily look the prettiest, but
I mean, they looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah. But they're like, there's a lot of teams just in this sort of 3-2, 4-1, 2-3 mix where it's like,
do you like it? Do you like that though? Or do you want dominant teams?
I want the Packers to be dominant.
Yeah. I guess is
the parity too much where you're like, Packers are just another team in a mix of about 10 teams?
I'll tell you
teams.
What I hate. I do hate the parity, Chew. I'm out again. In the Survivor pool that was restarted after 3 weeks, I took the Seahawks at home against the Giants.
That felt pretty safe.
That's what I thought.
Don't worry. It's going to start up again in another 2 weeks.
Give it week 8.
Yeah.
Going to be running it back again.
Yeah.
At least I got one right this time around.
What do you care? You don't have to work now for another 3 weeks.
Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
We will go through power rankings coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I do want to tell you that you can tune into the Thanasis Show each and every week. It's presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanasis Dedekumbo hangs out with special guests for fun, even surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, or any one of TA's unique guests. Find Thanasis Show on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to Thanasis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. Thanasis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense.
Why
this elite defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid. And we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Before we get to power rankings, just a random question here on the talk and text line that I think we need to address. Joshy, were you at Mobcraft on Saturday evening?
I was.
Okay, Stevie just wanted to know. He texted, "Hi, Joshy, were you at Mobcraft last Saturday evening?"
Hey, Stevie.
What is Mobcraft?
A brewery.
Yeah. Stevie, come up and say hi next time.
Yeah, don't text the show. Don't text the show 2 days later.
I'll say hi.
Yeah.
I'll have a conversation.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. So feel free. Feel free, Stevie, to go up to Joshy. It is time for Power Rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, I just went through the list. It's weird, but fine.
Okay.
It's weird.
Weird, but fine.
Fine.
Weird, but fine.
You know what would be bigger than guessing the NCAA pool across the board?
Yeah.
For someone to pick the last season of Power Rank, or the last week of
be
Power
able to
Rankings.
Hit all 10?
Because I can tell you this through 5 games. There wouldn't be anyone out there that hit these power rankings.
No, because especially the team that I'm assuming is at number 2, I don't think anybody would have had near the top 10.
No, and there's another one in there that's very weird. So with that, give me number 10.
The first two.
I have no idea how to organize.
Yeah. I will say this is where... I'll say Seattle. Hanging on there, still lead their division, but they've lost 2 in a row, just lost to the Giants. Barely hanging on to the top 10.
I'm going to put the 49ers at 10.
Number 10 are your Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
Yeah, they were an afterthought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? You didn't think they'd be top 10?
I did not.
Was that a big win in Pittsburgh? It's a win.
It's a win.
I mean, it's an impressive win.
Something.
I mean, they went on the road and beat a team that had a good record. Guess that
we were talking about San Fran, who eventually they will figure it out.
Yes.
You think Dallas
Dallas could go. You could tell me that Dallas figures it out and wins 11, 12 games.
And then lose in the playoffs.
Yes. Or you could tell me that they just completely fall apart. I don't have a feel for Dallas.
I don't either. I don't have a feel for a lot of these teams. Number 9.
What about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I'm going to say this is where the Green Bay Packers live.
Gabe is correct. Your Green Bay Packers are number 9. I'm just trying to decide if that's fair because their 3 wins have been against kind of turds, but a win's a win. Do you guys think so?
I think it's fair, just being barely in the top 10. Although, according to the playoff standings, the Packers would not be in right now.
According to what?
If you go to the playoff standings,
yes.
Packers would not be a playoff team really? Right now. They lose tiebreakers.
All right, I'll go a little deeper before I give you my thoughts on Green Bay at 9.
Okay.
Go 8.
Is this where they are putting the Commies?
I think the Commies are going to be higher with just one loss. Commies are playing good football. I am going to say... I'll go Atlanta.
Tampa Bay Bucks are number 8.
Okay.
And I'll say that now, Gabe, because Atlanta is 14.
What?
Which I don't think is right.
Wait, they just beat them. I mean, I understand they probably shouldn't have, and Tampa Bay kind of filled their shorts in their last drive and didn't even get a field goal attempt. But, like, at the end of the day, that still has to count for something.
That was one of my head scratchers.
Okay.
Okay. Tampa Bay's 8. Let's go 7.
Go back to the Commies.
The Commanders got to come up here soon. Like, they're not a top 5 team, but they're playing. They're fun.
All right, Commanders are in fact number 7.
Okay,
this is one of the teams that's like head scratching. How are they 4-1?
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and somehow a defense that improved after giving away their good players.
Yeah, give away all their good players.
Well, that's Dan Quinn, right?
That is Dan Quinn.
Yes.
So that would
Will they be there in the end? Who has a better chance being there in the end? Commanders or Cowboys?
Whew. If Jaden Daniels ends up just being like the rookie of the year, then I feel like the Commanders.
Yeah, like he's
but they're one of those teams that's like, okay, all right, we get it.
Yeah,
I'll start.
Yeah,
losing.
And I'm strictly putting it on like a guy who they don't have a lot of tape on that seems to be overperforming.
Yeah,
like sometimes rookies just have an entire season that is otherworldly.
Yeah,
that just happens. Sometimes, because it's not all the
Stroud,
time.
Yeah, but he's having a better season than C.J. Stroud did.
Yeah. I mean, he's completing like 80% of his passes. It's outrageous.
Yeah, all right, good for him.
But it has to, at some point, start to taper off. Like it can't be this good.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't punt for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that is good. 6.
AL.
I'll say the Ravens beat up on them, so they got to go be higher. I will say, yeah, the Bills make the most sense here.
Brian D and his AO Buffalo is 6. If they get Devante.
Oh, look out. If they get Devante, I think that's going to send them over the edge and they're going to start to click.
I mean, what's happening there?
Well, so Diana had the report, Diana Rossini of The Athletic, saying that both Devante and the Raiders wanted him traded within 48 hours. That was yesterday. So I'm.
Yeah.
That could be.
And Devante didn't play in this last game, right?
Correct. Well, he's not playing until he gets traded.
So he's definitely getting traded.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I got to imagine. And I think there's a pretty good chance it happens today. He was also supposed to be on the Up and Adams show with Kay Adams.
Yeah.
And so she like tweeted that out yesterday. Hey, he's going to be on tomorrow. And then half hour, 45 minutes later, followed up with, he's got a lot of things going on. He's not going to be on tomorrow.
You think he wants to go with Rodgers or no?
100%.
You think he wants to go with Rodgers after all that happened in Green Bay?
Yeah. His preferred destinations are the Jets and the Saints because of his familiarity with the quarterbacks.
With Baltimore and Kansas City as like long shots.
Buffalo's a long shot. Pittsburgh's a long shot.
All the long shots seem like the better options for him.
Yes, correct. Much better.
I don't want to see him in Kansas City.
No.
Don't worry. Neither do the Raiders. I don't think that one's happening.
All right. 5.
This has got to be... Because the rest of the teams, you've got enough one-win teams here that I don't think they're going to put them below. It's got to be a Ravens, right?
I mean, you could convince me.
Win-loss, sorry.
Yeah,
win-loss.
You could convince me to put the Ravens higher. Yeah, I guess it's got to be the Ravens.
You guys are right. Ravens are number 5. Have they figured it out?
I think they have.
To me, they still seem a player away. Did you say Devontae's?
Well, so he
hoping to not his, hoping, but the Ravens want
his
him.
His in, he posted a picture last week on his Instagram story of Edgar Allan Poe.
Do you know who that is?
Yes, he's an author.
Hey, do you know his most
I don't
famous
get the tie.
Work? Yeah,
there is he so from
what's
Baltimore?
What's his most famous? He actually might be. What's his most famous piece of work that Edgar Allan Poe had?
The death of someone.
A poem called The Raven.
I almost got it.
You're right there.
Oh, I get it now.
No.
Hey.
I've missed you so much.
You function when you've been living for the last 10 days with an 8-hour difference, I think. Math was tough
what?
On this cruise.
He's yeah, just
it's 8 o'clock.
He's blaming. He's saying he's jet lagged.
It's 4 o'clock. It's 4:30 for me, really, right now.
You should be cooking.
So are you hammered?
No, but if I was in Greece,
you got a little wine in that Mio jug over there. What's
I
going
wish.
On?
Ooh, did I drink a lot of wine?
Yeah, I can only imagine. Especially as it, when you told us how cheap it was, I can only imagine the amount of wine you drank in Europe.
Delicious.
Edgar Allan Poe was not born in Baltimore, but he did spend most of his life there. You
okay.
can visit his house, which is now a museum.
Oh, really? Okay. Four.
I'm going to say Detroit.
I'm with you.
Detroit, you are correct. Is this easy or what?
Well, they didn't play,
yeah.
So I feel there were a one-loss team that was going to fit in there.
The bottom
had a lot
three
of
were the tough ones. The rest of this kind of fills itself out.
Yeah.
Okay. They've been Detroit. I thought they'd be a little better at this point. Not playing great, but who cares? It's week 5.
Yeah, they're 3-1.
Yeah. All right. 3.
Texans.
Texans are good. That's 2 weeks away?
That's 2 weeks away at home. So they've got home versus the Cardinals this Sunday, Texans the following Sunday.
That's going to be should be a great game.
Hopefully.
Should be a great game. 2.
Minnesota.
Yep.
Got to put them there. And 1, Kansas City.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah, look, I mean...
You guess.
Well, I've been out of the loop.
As much as it pains me to say the Vikings should be 2, they have to be 2. Like, they're sitting there at 5-0.
Yeah, I don't think at the end of the season we're going to be looking at them at 2 in the power
right,
rankings.
Hold on, bigger shock, Minnesota or Commanders?
That's tough.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
How did we miss? How did everyone miss?
Because Sam Darnold's not supposed to be good.
Uh-huh. I don't care.
He's not supposed to be good.
There's
52 right now
he other
is.
Players on the team.
Sure, but the quarterback is so important. You know this.
Yeah, it's mostly 75% of the pie goes to Sam Darnold. We knew about their weapons. Any competency at the quarterback position, they were going to have a fine offense. He's just playing like one of the best right now.
He's Jack Centurio.
No.
Minnesota is Milwaukee Brewers.
No. Because I don't know who, because Jackson Churio, Jaden Daniels is Jackson Churio.
Yeah.
Like, it's a rookie that we're not quite sure,
no,
and then
I
he's
know.
Just balling out. Like, Sam Darnold is, like, I don't even know. Again, the only way I can explain this is Minnesota's done this one other time, granted, different coaching staff years ago, with Case Keenum.
Yeah, Keenum.
When Keenum,
right.
like, came in and was whatever, I mean, he had a tremendous record, and they had a good run that year, where Keenum's like, okay, he's just a backup, and then he balls out after Sam Bradford got hurt.
I think I'm more mad than anything. I would rather see the Bears at 2 over Minnesota. I'm just saying.
I would not.
When I played, I hated Minnesota.
I would not.
More than I hated the Bears.
Sure, but I'm telling you this right now. There would be a lot more annoying Chicago fans like to deal with
I'm
if the
saying.
Bears were 2. It would not be fun.
I think I would feel better with the Bears at 2 over Minnesota. I just do not like Minnesota.
Which is fair.
See,
I certainly
don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like them. Yes. I want to make something perfectly clear. It's not like I am, you know, wearing, you know, yelling skull and clapping my hands together. I think it would be easier if, you know, with them at 2 versus the Chicago Bears.
That's a good list.
At number 2.
Good list.
The next best round of your golf, it's going to happen at the Wisconsin Country Club. Join me out at the Wisconsin Country Club. I joined there, been out there for a year. I love the golf course. It's a fun, challenging golf course. I can't wait to get out and play it a couple of times this week. And what's great about the Wisconsin Country Club is there's no assessments, no food and beverage minimums, and that beautiful course. But maybe, you know, you want to be involved in a little bit more with the club than just the golf. Well, Wisconsin Country Club has tennis, pickleball courts, and a pool with themed Sunday fun days each and every week. So something fun for the kiddos there as well. Get started today. Visit thewisconsincountryclub.com for membership info. The Wisconsin Country Club, just a fair way away.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the birthday.
Pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone God, on their birthday.
It's so good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water. Other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Apparently Joshy's got a bad reputation.
I read that one and I thought, what the heck? I was super nice to Daniel.
You think if someone gave Joshy a disparaging nickname, he would tell us on the air or no? Rain Man. Again, what do they call you? Rain Cloud?
I'm Johnny Rain Cloud. Yes. That was the nickname that I can't remember who texted that in yesterday. And again, they said, I usually don't agree with Johnny Rain Cloud, but he's right here.
Sounds like you should be in the Godfather.
He tagged me with the nickname and then agreed with me. It was like a double whammy.
Hey, you hear who got whacked yesterday? Johnny Rain Cloud.
But Daniel the Sloth, in response after Stevie said, hey, Josh, were you at Mobcraft? Said, I tried to say hi to Joshy one time. He blew me off and completely ignored me.
I could see that.
Read the second text.
JK, LOL, Joshy was super nice.
I was going to say, I sat and talked to Daniel for like 5 minutes. That feels nice, right?
No, that's hey.
Apparently, on Saturday, Stevie said he did sit next to you, wanted to say hello, but you and some friends were in a deep conversation, couldn't listen yesterday. Next time I'll say hello and get you around.
Look, does Josh's personality change? I'm going to tell you this change. Right now. Can I ask, because you've been out with Josh.
Yeah.
We went to, what's the place in Waukesha with the blammer?
Oh, when we went to Q Club.
Yeah. Does Josh's personality change after a few pops? Because he's very flat, monotoned, which we love. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low.
He's a little more animated. When Josh is sober, he does not like people. When Josh has a couple pops, Josh starts to like people.
You sound like me.
Yeah.
You guys are very similar that way. You start to like more people the more drinks that are consumed.
Yeah, you can ignore people's deficiencies and you start to have a good time.
I'll tell you this, Stevie. I cannot imagine... A very deep conversation was happening with Josh and his merry band of fellows at Mobcraft on a Saturday night.
It was a little deeper than usually would be happening at the bar on a Saturday.
Okay.
Josh, can you travel by yourself? Can you go by yourself?
Like out?
Because a lot of people can't.
What do you mean?
Go out by yourself. Go sit at a corner bar.
I typically wouldn't do that because I would rather just be like at home watching sports or reading a book or something. I have gone. I mean, I was single for a long time living on my own. There's plenty of times I went to a coffee shop or went to a bar early and expected people to show up later. Like that doesn't. I've gone to movies alone, dinner alone.
Yeah.
I can totally do that by myself. Some people can't.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, because some of those things are supposed to be social, right? Like you're supposed to meet people out. You're supposed to, if you're going to, you know, have dinner, like, you're supposed to go with somebody. And yeah, a lot of those things are social.
I've also done a lot. Like if you have a friend who's working at a bar and they're not able to talk to you the whole time, but I will still just hang out there alone. That to me is fine.
You'll just be, because you just can be a reprieve for them from time to time.
Every
if they just need
10,
to,
15, you
yeah,
have a
they
quick
just
chat.
Step away.
Yeah. Okay.
When's the last time you went and ate a meal by yourself?
Probably not that long ago. I don't have a problem. I just feel like silence.
It's tougher. I mean, it's so much easier now, though, since COVID, because like everybody has takeout. Yeah. So like I feel if you're going to eat a meal alone, usually you just like you order it, like, you pick it up and go
like
home.
Like we traveled with a group from Florida and a buddy of mine down there, I put his wife in emoji jail. Could only communicate. She asked too many questions, so I said, you can only communicate with sign language. Give me a thumbs up, thumbs down. You can give me the middle finger if you want. You can do whatever.
That one plays.
But You're asking way too many questions. I need silence. Was so that wrong?
What was her reaction?
She went in emoji jail.
But she played along?
Yeah.
Obviously, it was fine then.
And then she tried doing it to me, and I'm like, nah, that doesn't work.
Wait, why do you get to be?
Because I'm the boss.
Emoji jail Gustavo.
I'm the boss. That was refreshing, though.
Yeah, I had a recent issue where someone was talking way too much after a few too many pops. And it was a situation, and I think we've all probably all have been there ourselves or been around someone, is someone's had more to drink than everyone else in the room.
Mm.
And it's kind of hard to do anything else but be annoyed by that person. That's never a good spot.
I just don't understand their shopping. I don't understand it at all. How you can shop so much. So much and not buy anything. Like, I'm not going to my buddy, hey, you want to go walk around Home Depot and touch stuff and do that? No. I think guys need a mission.
Okay.
Am I right?
Look.
This is crazy.
I don't know how we pivoted to this so quickly.
Because I'm just venting on some of the things on my trip.
I understand. Like, yeah.
I'd be like, will you buy something? Just buy something. We've been shopping in every port for hours. And you have nothing.
What were they looking for?
They don't know.
Because, so I'm going to be in Scotland next week.
Yes.
You know, and I'll probably, there are a couple of golf courses that I will be going to that I did not go to the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
And so I might get something out of the pro shop. So I'll kind of wander around the pro shop and not quite, you know, maybe it's a hat. Maybe it ends up being a ball marker. I mean, there's finite number of things it can be in golf, but I'll wander around like...
But are you going to call a buddy up and go, hey, you want to meet at Golf Galaxy? I don't need to buy anything. You want to just walk around?
No, I will not do that. I am not going to look at Stephen Watson, who is, we're going on the trip with On the Tee, and go, hey, Stephen, let's wander around the pro shop at the old course together. No, we're not going to be doing that. No, that will not be on the agenda.
Okay. I was fascinated.
What do you do when your Amazon privileges get taken away? How do you shop?
Tell the kids to buy me stuff. Oh, I'll beat the system, Josh. I'm pretty good at that.
I don't think we should have said that aloud. That's going to get back to her.
She's in Dallas. She's fine.
Yeah, she's got spies, though.
Yeah, a lot of spies.
Yeah, that's true. I don't call them spies, though.
What was the last?
I call them rats.
What was the last thing you had to ask a kid to buy you because your Amazon privileges were taken away?
I need some gas stabilizer.
Doesn't she catch on that, hey, this kid typically wouldn't order this?
No, she just looks at the names. Or the addresses, actually.
Okay, so she doesn't actually look at what is in the order.
I was gonna say, like if you're buying new lawnmower blades.
Yeah.
She's very concerned because I had to get a new truck because my other one was getting old.
Okay.
And it's a diesel.
Ooh. I noticed the new truck in the garage.
Have six notes inside the gas tank that says diesel that she highlighted in there. And I filled it up for the first time and I grabbed the regular gas. And I'm like, it's going to happen, Gabe.
That's an expensive going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Why are you so? I mean, I think you're going to get used to it. I mean, you almost did it the first time, sure, but now that you know...
Don't diesel vehicles also have, the yellow portion on your car to tell you, hey?
Yes, it does, but the problem is they make the hose thing that goes in there bigger, so a regular gas thing fits in there, which is on them.
But can't you tell it's a little loose, it's not in there?
I suppose. It's going to happen.
You're just resigned to this happening.
I'm just trying to think of an excuse.
Well,
to get myself there. Josh nailed it. It ain't going to make her happy when I do fill it with gas.
Correct.
But at least I can cushion the blow by going to see my guy, Dean, the dancing machine.
He's always
going
to help
you. At the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when it comes... For that day, for my four boys to take their next step, you can bet they'll be heading to the Jewelry Center for their engagement rings. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally Mine diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the jewelry center and had a great experience with the jewelry center specialist to pick out that perfect ring. So if you put regular gas in your diesel, make sure you stop by one of their three locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington, to get your butt out of a jam. Or check out their full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363. What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a Bible verse, John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it says.
That was Joe 3:63, and it was, "Thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage."
On 94.5 ESPN.
Justin in Jacksonville says, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the cap for diesel is green. Is that true? I guess I've never really paid attention.
It is, but I'm colorblind.
It's not good.
No, I am. Browns and greens.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But that's not good for you trying to figure out which one is going to be, you know, supposed to go in the diesel truck you now have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I knew it was a different color.
Yeah.
green, yellow.
I've never owned a diesel vehicle, so it's never really concerned me all that much.
I mean, do I make it a year?
You know what? I've got faith in you. I don't think you're going to do it. I think that you are perceptive enough that you're going to notice when you do it. You know, you may get as far as putting, you know, the regular unleaded gasoline, you know, right there. But before you even lift up the handle, I think you're going to realize it doesn't quite fit. You're going to pull it out and put in the diesel.
But one positive is you can't get diesel at every gas station. So now I'm resigned to just, all I do is go to Quick Trips.
Yeah.
Because not all Quick Trips sell diesel.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be a little wake-up call.
Yeah, that you have to go to the same
one every time.
So you'll get into the routine. You'll know which one to grab. Yeah,
how about
I think
Gabe has faith? You know, I kind of had your back earlier, didn't I?
No, not even a little bit.
Not even in Chewy terms?
Stabbed me in the back.
I pulled it out.
Yeah, then you let him bleed out on the floor as I laughed at him.
I didn't have any Band-Aids.
Okay, so Chewy, just quickly, I'm just getting frustrated with the explanations they have for this pass rush. Because for the first 2 weeks, it's like, oh, we were just kind of muddle rushing and you know, lane integrity because we're playing athletic quarterbacks, which I'm sure is going to be the excuse again when they have Kyler Murray coming to town this weekend. But this past week, it was, well, our ends are getting chipped a lot. Look, I understand chipping slows down pass rush.
Yeah.
But as Jason said, like, I'm sure TJ Watt gets chipped. I'm sure Myles Garrett's getting chipped. How on earth is someone like Aiden Hutchinson getting 6.5 sacks? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's code, Gabe. It's code for we have one guy that's not playing the way he's being paid. Actually, two guys playing. Because I did see a quote where Halfley said, I need to get more out of Rashawn Gary, and Rashawn Gary needs to get more out of me.
He said that last week.
I think they know they don't have the personnel, which is fine. And we said this. Is he going to be able to play the defense to a T the way he wants it done? I think the answer to that is no. He's just trying to figure out how to do it with what he has. Okay?
Yep.
They got a great piece. Unbelievable piece. McKinney.
Really good piece.
You know? And they're just going to have to backfill in places where they're able to play his defense the way they want it. And, I mean, there's a lot of football left. They could still figure it out, but I still am going to stick to they're going to have a shot, but I still think they're a year away.
Hassan Reddick was a name that was floated in the talk and text line. I apologize where, you know, it's been lost because it was brought up earlier in the show. I will say this. Ain't no chance. The only reason Hassan Reddick is not playing right now is because he wants to get paid.
Yeah.
The Eagles did not want to pay him. The Jets, I think, wanted to pay him, but apparently didn't want to pay him enough. At this point, the guy hasn't played football. Yeah. Like, I'm not trading for him and then going to pay him because that's what it would take for him to get on the field.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
Not happening.
Although, again, I understand why you would think that. I don't think it's a realistic outcome or possibility. Will the Intouse coming your way next, 94.5 ESPN.